I was really pushing for the first female dean of Reese. I thought Tova Lipton could shake things up. No. Like, no, she wouldn't go back, but she's the only person who could successfully counterbalance Judy. Okay. Weiter. we started talking about Arvas. So we mentioned a total side point, Agav, but I remember I asked what looks like actually a lot more nicer question than this, and possibly based on this one. So the famous Machlokes is Dagon Rebav and Rebbe Akiva Eichner, which someone once said over in Chabur too fast for anyone to understand. There's a Rush who says that if women are putter from Birkas HaMazon, then they can't be multi man because they have no Arevus. So the Dagon Rebav understands the gender thing, like, oh, there's no Arevus for women. Like, women are women, men are men, but they have nothing to do with each other. And Rebbe Akiva Eichner says, no, that's ridiculous. Women are Jews and men are Jews. He just meant that if a woman potter from a mitzvah, then she has no arevus. Not to be this kiddush. The other Rebbe says no arevus for men and women in kiddush. Rebbe Akiva Eichner says, sure there is. In kiddush, they're both chayim. Of course there's arevus. This is no arevus in mitzvah, say she has man grama. Or other mitzvahs women are potter from. So, Halacha Leisur looked and said he finds it very, very difficult, just on theoretical grounds, to accept the Dagon Rebav. It's hard to imagine that Arevah is such a basic concept of Judaism, like women just, you know, are not part of the Jewish people and don't have Arevah, so it seems mukwork like Rebbe Akiva Eichner. Okay, that was just a side point. But I remember I once asked Mishaila 15 years ago or so, and he paskin that you don't have to be kosher for the Dagon Rebav. And the question of Arev, we did a little sort of Chazara. The Machne Chaim has, I mean, he has a Chakir and Arev, but it's not really the main Chakir. He brings up sort of why is an Arev Chayev. And he brings up the Machlokas being the Rambam, and I think looks according to the Rashba and the Ritva, and others, the Ritva. The Gemara says something about Hayi Hanah. So he gets Hanah, the trustworthy guy, right? If you're willing to lend money, I might say so. That's a big sheva for me. That means that I'm a chashu guy. So, because of that hana, he's mishapim himself. So, the Rambam says, no, the hana just means that's why it's not a smachta. But he's mishapim himself because of amira. The Rambam says, and also here, Pekin Aleph, that you can be mishapim yourself with just amira. And that's how an arev, and that's Moshe Shabbat Arev, the Rambam says. So, one possibility is amira. Of course, that's. Going to be a little more dachuk in the Gemara Kedushin of Zayin. Amar Aleph, the Gemara Kedushin says, if I, let's say, there's a woman who really, really likes Michael and your sister, and she says, well, give my brother $1,000 and that'll count as Kedushin. So that works. 10 months. Plenty of Kedushin. Not Kedushin, but then already. That's like already. So now, the Rambam, I mean, you can fit it in. Don't worry. The Rambam takes care of it. Very difficult. The Arev is just Mishai Ba'amira. Then you can't have Kedushin Bami, right? Because you need the Maisa Kedushin. So the Rash and the Ritva and others explain what's going on there. What's going on there? That no. An Arev is Mishayev because of the Hanah he gets. That why did the Arev Mishayev? Because he gets Hanah. In exchange, he's Mishayev. Likewise, why does he get Hanah? Because someone else got money on his sake, so he gets Hanah. Likewise, if Michael gets money on his sister's say so, she gets hana that she picked that he would get the money. He got the money because she said so. Therefore, she would get extra hana because if you give a woman hana, that's a form of Kedushay Kesef, as you can prove from a few places in Masechus Kedushin. So these are two ways. These are, I think, the two ways that the Machne Ephraim understands Arev, either that just you're mischayiv yourself with Amira, the Rambam, or you're mischayiv yourself with Kabbalah's Kesef, because you don't get money, but you get hana. And because you get hana, in exchange of Mishayev yourself.
I'm sorry. How did I explain Kedushin to Rambam?
So I think what he explained, and everyone else explains Kedushin to Rambam, is that if it did Arev, it's very indirect in Arev, that we see from Arev that the chiv is ba'amira. But it's not an asmachta because she got hana. Because he got hana. Hana neutralizes asmachta. That's the way the Rambam reads it. So hana neutralizes asmachta. That proves that it's called hana. For someone else to get money. So, two, it's called Hanar for someone else to get money. If you give Hanar to a woman, that's Kedushin. you know, the role of Ram Lushitasi was a special role for Hanoah and Kiddushin. So that would probably forestall a few pashas. But I think after the Machne Ephraim, I'm saying, if you look at it, it's Machne Ephraim, Hilchos Arim, Simon Aleph. People don't learn Machne Ephraim as much as they should nowadays, is my impression. But they should. But those are both sort of one direction in Arif, which is that it's an insurance company. What an insurance company means I have nothing to do with what happened, I just promised to pay. The question is, why do I have to pay? Because I said so, because I got Hanah. That's the technicality that Maffei Ephraim discusses. Of course, there's an entirely different direction as well, which I mean, I mentioned in other Rishonim, but it's probably most worse in this poster that are listed. Quote, the other way of understanding Arif is that it's not an external hischaivos, but that the Arif is the lover. Why? Because if I tell Reuven to give Shimon money, then it's ke'ilu. When I tell Reuven where to give the money to, it's ke'ilu he gave it to me and I gave it to Shimon. Whenever I determine where the money goes, it's ke'ilu I picked it up and then put it there. So it's obvious why the Arif has to pay, because the Arif mamash took the money. He's the one who borrowed the money. That is clearly the understanding of Tosfos in Bav Metzia Daf and Zayin Beis, because Tosfos says, what about a case where, hey, Tosfos is even talking about a very altruistic case, you know, he's not talking about where Eliyos lends me $100, I'm going to ask, I give $120 to Eliyos, but even if you lend me $100, I'm going to ask, I give $120 to Hekdesh, it's an upper or something, but you'd think it's not Ribbis, you're giving me $100 and I'm giving someone else money. Tosfos says it's Ribbis Ktutza Mida Oraisa, you get Malkus Mida Oraisa. because when I give it to someone else because you told me so, it's as if I'm giving it to you on the Doraisa level and finish the Ribbis Doraisa. So this is pretty mefurish that it's not about Amira, not about Hanah, that what's Din Arif. He says, like an Arif. What's Din Arif? Din Arif is that when you tell me where to give it, it's as if I'm giving it to you because I'm giving it to where you said. So that's Tosas there in understanding Arif. So that's the Hakira in Arif. You can correct me if I'm wrong. I thought last week he said there's three tzadim. This week he said there's basically two tzadim, external eschaivos, or that it's as if you took the money. Now, when we got to the Chakira Inn, in Kol Yisrael Rebim Zelazeh, so the main question was really the same question we left off last time. Kol Yisrael Rebim Zelazeh, is it also just an external eschaivos? We agreed to be a Rebim for each other? Or is it that we're all one body, we're all one goof, and therefore, of course, we're responsible for each other, just like your right hand is responsible for your left hand because it's organically intertwined with it. Yeah?
So that has to do with the Kibbutz Kanati.
Right, so here he's, and again, here, the way I understood last time was it was a three and a three, and that's sort of the way I built it also. Which makes it more parallel. Here, it's sort of a weak parallel. I'm not sure. Do you have the same problem comparing last week's year to this week's year? Here he admitted, but I think he admitted last night it wasn't as strong. It wasn't such a strong parallel. So I'm not sure. Meaning, I thought what he said 3 weeks ago was that in Din Arif Mamish there is what he calls insurance company, external hischaivos versus Ilu Kibel versus you're all one person. And then in Kol Yisrael Arevin, this is what I understood from last week, it can be just an external Chiyav or a Din Prati or Kol Yisrael is all one go. And then it's a very direct parallel. My impression is that last time he said it over a little differently. He said sort of this and this, and this and this, and said it's not such a strong parallel. I'm not sure why it came out differently last night than I understood it coming out last week. Either he wasn't as clear last night, or I misunderstood at some point. So I'll have to leave that at certain. But look at whichever way you will. Lamaisa, what he focused on last week as well as this week, is the Chakira of whether... of whether Kol Yisrael Arevin Zelazeh is my chiyuv klape you, or is that we're all one goof. That's the main chakira. which is, you know, what we sort of ended up with last week. So he says, what is the nichazer? What are some of the nafkaminos of this hakira? Number one, the issue of Eretz Yisrael. If it might be Papayu, then it's hard to understand why there should be more arrows in Eretz Yisrael. Unless you just say, who knows, maybe it has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, it's just, you know, they happen to say something in Harbizim and Har-Evil they hadn't said previously, and it's not the Yarden, it's, you know, unless it's just coincidence. You know, maybe you'll just say it's coincidence. Coincidentally, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, they made a higher level of arrows. But if you say that it's because we're all one gulf, then it makes perfect sense. It says the corporate entity of Klal Yisrael is only in Eretz Yisrael. And he brought the famous raya for this, which is from Horios, the Din in Horios, right? I think it's not Gimel and Aleph. If anyone looked it up, they can correct me. Which is Hani Ikri Kahal, the Hani Lo Ikri Kahal. They're trying to figure it. Harlem Dov Shal Sivri, you only bring it if most of the Klal Yisrael sinned. Who counts the most of Klal Yisrael? Not most Jews in the world. Only most Jews in Eretz Yisrael, the seven plus the Apostle Malachim, Gehal Gadol Mi Levo Chamas Anach Mitzrayim, which shows you're only a call from Levo Chamas Anach Mitzrayim. The people who live in Syria and the people who live in Egypt might be individual Jews, but they're not part of the call. Okay, good. Most of all of us thinking of the future. But that's why there's only, both of Yehuda and Rem Nechemya agree, there's only Arvas in Eretz Yisrael, or there's more Arvas in Eretz Yisrael. And then he just give me 1 second, brought a side ride. Oh.
No, if you say that it's external, it's not just hard to understand if it's in Eretz Yisrael and Kutzlaris, but it's also, you can't understand the stories at all. Can you?
We'll get to that in a second. Okay. He brought a tangent to this, which is Kiddush HaChodesh, which is, we know the Rambam has a famous shita. Yes, makes maybe one exception someplace, but that Kiddush HaChodesh is only in Eretz Yisrael, right? The Rambam, first of all, we know the famous HaChodesh is Rambam and Ramban, how we have Rosh Chodesh nowadays. The Ramban says Hillel and Nesiah in the year 374, something like that, was Mekadosh all the Rosh Chodesh until Mashiach came. The Rambam says, no, every month we're Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh that month. Every month we're in Kaddish Rosh Chodesh that month. So the Rambam says, so for the Ramban, there's no Kiddush HaKodesh, it's all been done. But the Rambam, Kiddush HaKodesh, every month we're Kaddish, then Kiddush HaKodesh has to be in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says, and Ad HaYimazek, Kiddush HaKodesh has to be in Eretz Yisrael. Lu Yitzir, when it came to the end of Cheshvan, there'd be no Jews in Eretz Yisrael, there'd be no Kislev. Now, that Lu Yitzir, at the end of El, there's no Jews in Eretz Yisrael, we wouldn't have to celebrate Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and Sukkot, because there'd be no Tishrei. Although, he points out, he makes this up, that there's a promise of Hashem in the Nebuah that will always be Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So we're okay. What? Yeah, it's a little funny. Everyone looks for a Makar and Chazal for this, but to the best of my knowledge, it's unclear how the Rambam knows there's such a Nebuah. But I'm sure someone probably figured it out. Anyway, Lamaitza. So he quoted that they explained why does Kiddush HaKodesh have to be in Eretz Yisrael. So it's not about somehow the Kedusha spirituality of Eretz Yisrael infuses the moon with a greater luminescence. It's that Kiddush HaChodesh is the expression of the collective call of Am Yisrael. Kiddush HaChodesh is not Shaykh to Yechidim, it's only Shaykh to Am Yisrael as a unified Am. And therefore, it can only be done by Am Yisrael when they can express themselves as a call, which is only in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlar, it's where the Yechidim. It's not Shaykh to have a special calendar for Yechidim. A calendar is only for a nation, and they're only a nation in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that was a bit of a tangent, if I understood correctly.
The Yerushalmi
Sultan. So the Yerushalmi, for sure, the Yerushalmi in Sota, I think, for sure proves this idea of corporate entity to Yerushalmi and Eretz Yisrael. Because if you want to say it's just coincidence that in Eretz Yisrael they had like a Achrayis for Nestoros for Yehuda, right, then the Yerushalmi says, in Yadna, Hutra, Haritzua, Yatza, Baskel, Vyamra, Ein Lechem, Esef, and Nestoros. Right? No more Nestoros. No more Arevas. Why should they lose their Arevas in Yavne? That's also coincidence? That's two coincidences already. But if it's about being a nation in Eretz Yisrael, then it's one small step further to say, doesn't John Durham Kiddush HaKodesh say that we're only a real nation in Eretz Yisrael when we're the Bible of Eretz Yisrael? When we are subject of the Roman Empire in Eretz Yisrael, that's not really expressing ourselves as a corporate entity. And therefore, Yavne means Yavne Chachameha, when we no longer had our Medina, and we're just subject to the Roman Empire in the province called Palestine. And in that case, we lose this idea of being a corporate entity of Klal Yisrael, or as we looked at, an organic entity of Klal Yisrael, and therefore we have no more Achrayus. That's a very good raya, because otherwise you can say two coincidences. It happened to start when they entered their Yisrael, and happened to end at Yavne. That would be too many coincidences to swallow. Now, as Elliot pointed out, of course, the second main nafkamina is collective responsibility. Lichtenstein made an interesting footnote to Carl Jasper's famous book, which when I learned Jewish standards 15 years ago, he recommended the same book. So he's very serious about it. Maybe we should read it. It's probably very interesting. But he didn't quote that directly. But the whole question of, is it shyach to have collective responsibility? What does collective responsibility mean? If you didn't do anything wrong, right? Meaning, lo haya b'yado limchos. Right? If you could have objected, that's not collective responsibility. That's a, you're an abarian for not objecting. But if you, lo haya b'yado limchos, then is it shy of collective responsibility. So, do we find that there is such thing? So we find in two places that there's such thing as collective responsibility, even where it is, where it's not your fault. What are the two places? A, Shua Sheker in our Gemara, right? It says, Kala Olam, Kala Beres Kulam, we're only different from people who have Yom Limchos. But Shua Sheker, even though you have Yom Limchos. And B, Nistaros, the Rabbi Yehuda, in Sanhedrin Alpha and Gimel, he says, once they give it to other kind of Nistaros. So, how do you explain this? So, if you understand that a rainbow comes from being a corporate entity, it makes sense. Oh, it's not your fault, it's not Reuben's fault that Shimon took a Shua Sheker. Yeah, but it doesn't matter because it's not your right hand's fault that your left hand, it's not your right hand's fault that your left hand was bit by a rattlesnake. That doesn't help because you're all one goat. And likewise for the stars. Oh, how can you know what they were doing in the stars? Doesn't matter. You're all one God. So so your fate is inextricably bound up with one another. If you say, however, that it's just my fate and Papa you, basically, our Ravis is about what I should be doing, not about us being one God. So Lamaisa, if I should have stopped you, that's one thing. If I should have objected. But if there's nothing I could do, how can I be punished? It doesn't make any sense. So you have to say, that he could have done something. You have to be nimchak to say, it doesn't really mean if it's not your fault. It is your fault. How so? In the Gemara in, this is Rabbeinu Tam, Klapi the Gemara in Sanhedrin, he says, no, even in the Nistaros, you could have done something. Oh, Alchon was in the Nistaros, what could you have done? Here, it's a funny. No, he says, oh, they could have not made the Cheirem, whatever. I think it looks to me what you said, common sense would have said, they could have just had a better employment or something. But Lamaisa, the Yisod is there. They really could have done something. And the Rebbeinu Tam says, likewise, in every case, you could have done something. And in our Gemara, what you want to say is, what about, you want to say is, that it means, lo haya b'yado limchos, befrat. On this particular Aveira, you couldn't have objected. But, haya b'yado b'chlal. Meaning, the Gemara doesn't mean that in Shvua you're nenash even if you couldn't have done anything. It means if you couldn't have done anything about this Shvua, but you could have done something about the educational system and had the person brought up with better respect for Shem Hashem. You could have changed the climate, you could have improved the media, you could have improved the school system, and then he wouldn't have had a Havamina to take God's name in vain. So therefore, there's still personal responsibility. You have to go into the Gemara and remember the exact lesson. I'm sure you can fit it in. The one other point we want to point out is that the Ramban
I think, assumes that there is no collective responsibility. No collective responsibility, because that's, I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu sounds like he's assuming, but you can never tell with Moshe Rabbeinu because he goes the extra mile for Klal Yisrael, and you know, he's not interested in the philosophical truth, he's interested in winning the case. So, but which the Ramban actually points out at the end of that shtick, as we'll soon say. But the Ramban says, how could it be? What do you mean, Moshe accusing Shema Isha Chediyat La'Oya? How can Hashem have mean to punish everyone for the chid of one person? So if you say there's collective responsibility, it doesn't bother us. So the Ramban thinks it's a repulsion that you can't punish everyone for the chid of one person. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, Hashem never meant to punish everyone, and Moshe just misunderstood. And Ramban says, Hashem did mean to punish everyone because really everyone did something wrong. But they all, you know, the Ramban and the Rabbi Yochanan are uncompromising. There's no collective punishment. And so is Rabbi Yochanan. But simple challenge in these Gemara is that there is.
Would we look at the fact that, like, even Shuas, the Gemara right before of the whole sugya of Kokei Abonim, we look at that as like an extension of Arvus in terms of you know, responsibility for each other's actions, like a stronger Arvus within a family as opposed to.
Not clear, because all over Chazal seem to say that that the family has no special collective punishment. Like, for example, in our Gemara, the Mishpacha is only because they're Mechatan Olam. Right? It's only because they're accomplices after the fact, not just because they're responsible. And everyone knows the famous Chazal Pokei Rabbono Olos Al Banim Mamish. That's, you know, what does the Ukla say? Yeah, it's something, L'melech B'derech Havashon, that only if they follow in the same derech. Because of the Pasuk of Lo Yisrael, something Lo Yisrael, Lo Yisrael Avos, with the exception of Banim Katanim, but, you know, you could say they don't count. So I'm not sure, but, you know, sorry to you. Okay, then we had a few small ha'aros on the agadic parts of this Gemara. Number one, Kima Mashakibu Kfar, Rosli pointed out that we're darshaning it, we seem to be darshaning it differently here than Masech HaShabbos Daf Peches. In the famous Gemara that everyone likes to say over, Kima Mashakibu Kfar means they re-accepted the same Torah from Har Sinai. Right? Har Sinai was what we thought it is. They just re-accepted it. Why? Because they had a Mojar Rabbalo Raisa, because they could say it was bondage, a couple of Har Kigigas. Over here, it seems to be actually a little different. It's not that they re-accept the same Torah from Har Sinai. It's that they accepted Megillah. But we're learning from here that Megillah must also have been in Har Sinai. So it's not that, like, Har Sinai was no Raisas and Shabbos, like, Har Sinai was no Raisas, and they re-accepted all the Raisas, and Akash Verish was fine, so that way there'd be no Mojar Rabba. Here we're saying no. It means Megillah, and the Chiddush is Megillah was at Har Sinai, which is a big Chiddush that even the Mitzvah Silus Chadish were at Har Sinai. So okay, that was just a Ha'ara. Now the Indian of Mitzvah Silus Chadish, I looked at the Beis Halevi. I don't think the Beis Halevi is Mamish talking about Mitzvah Silus Chadish, but it's the same idea. He says, what do you mean they were Kabbal Mitzvah Silus Chadish? You know, obviously they weren't Mekabel Mikra Megillah. It's not like Moshe in the Empire story told them what would happen with Achashverosh and Haman, etc. And therefore, all the Jews at the time, Achashverosh were like, well, we know it says in Megillah, so we don't have to worry. Because in the end, you know, we can tell you the story. No. So what it means is there's an implicit acceptance of Mitzvah Sasidus L'Skadish, meaning they accepted that they wrote a blank check. Whatever Mitzvah Sasidus L'Skadish will keep. Even though they didn't know what it is, they wrote a blank check. This is similar to the idea of Nasav Nishma, which is that ultimately all of Kabbalah's Torah is a blank check. And this is the famous drusha of the Beis Halevi, very so to speak, drusha of the Beis Halevi, which in drusha Zion, at the end of the Sefer, Beis Halevi is the drusha. So this is drusha Zion, almost at the very end of the whole book, who asked the famous Kasha, Shalom Karmi once pointed out that there's some Achrayish Torahs start like looking at stories in the Chumash and asking like Lumdish Kashas on them, and then it's just like cute, clever. And then some Torahs are like asking like Lumdish technical halacha kashas on stories in the Chumash as a way of really getting at the philosophy behind them and bringing out the real Yisod. So he actually said this Beis Halevi is a great example of the second category. Like he's asking a kasha from a Rambam and a Chaimios, but it's really the right question, and it's just his way of explaining the philosophy of Yisod. So he said, what's the question? The Rambam said before, she knows Mechiv Hergenala, that if you're mekabeling yourself with darshinu katzav a blank check, it's not chal. So Klal Yisrael doesn't have to keep the Torah. You only if you know what you're accepting. It has to be katzav, a fixed thing. If you say I'll accept something with no fixed dimensions, that's not valid. That's a good kasha. So he says I can't say I'll work for you an unlimited amount. That's a darshinu katzav. But I can say I'll sell myself to you as an eved. That's katzav. I'm one person. Then Mamela will have to work an unlimited amount. But because the chalos is not in me accepting the malacha, the chalos is in me giving myself. And I'm katsuk. So the Beis HaLevi says, that's the Yisod of Harsinah. And what Nasim and Nishma, the Beis HaLevi says? It's not that Nasim and Nishma is just cute, that Klal Yisrael were willing to have faith in Hashem and say Nasim and Nishma. That Nasim and Nishma is that Kabbalah Satorah was an entirely different type of event than we would have thought. It wasn't that Klal Yisrael, we, Hashem is Hashem, and we're accepting 613 jobs. But that in and of itself would have been deep and meaningful and sublime. But no, that we are machne ourselves to Hashem and accept His adnos upon us, and the side point, the nafkamina is the mitzvos. But the mitzvos are what's important. The ikar is just our relationship with Hashem, that we are totally meshuvah to Hashem. And that's why we can become a mitzvah, sasigat zos chadesh. It's not a darshin of katsav, it's katsav. We gave Hashem ourselves. That's a very, very important deep idea of the Beis HaLevi. We also pointed out that it talks in our Gemara about Shvua here. Good Ha'ara, it sounds like just like a nice agadic story that they took a Shvua in Har Sinai. That's actually a very important halachic point, because if you look at the whole last three parakim ago, Mushba B'yomu Har Sinai is a very important klal in the third parak of Shavuos and many other places in Shas, that the Torah actually the force of Shavua, which is why a Shavua can't be klal in the Torah. Without getting to Machlokes we've shown about this, and about more than Ramban, I think of a longer reach to the end of the third parak. But like, if I swear about the Torah, then I'm either repeating a Shavua or contradicting a Shavua. And Shavuos can't do that, which is why there are no Shavuos on the mitzvahs. Then he pointed out, what about Gerim, etc.? What about people who weren't there? How is the Shavuot binding on them? So it could be that, the word about Kuklim above in the Sech Shabbos, Mazlayu Havu. Yeah, everyone's the Shama was there. That's what that's what they teach you in kindergarten nowadays. Everyone's the Shama was there. So everyone was there, even though the goat wasn't. Or it could be, Klal Yisrael was one organic entity. Then, as a Yechidim, we weren't there, but as a Klal Yisrael, we were all there, because it's the same Klal Yisrael. One last Te'ara, which is the Tliya Bezu Gimel Doros, the fact that Hashem suspends the sentence a little. He mentioned the other example of that in the famous Gemara of Dalet Kumuke Kapara in Yoma, and the end of the first paragraph of his Tshuva. He says he's not sure exactly what the two or three Doros are doing, but it could be that means like a person's lifetime, like what they see in their life, because in the Chumash, God, Nehemahirim, Neshe Yildol, Berke Yosef, Uri Banim Levanecha, that like your life is to see two or three Doros. So maybe that's what it means. That's a funny lesson. Okay, now we got to the second half of the Shir, which is, the real meaty part of the Sugya, which is the real meaty halacha here, which is, Amar Einu Nishba, the guy says, Taka, I'm afraid, I'll pay, I won't swear, Potino Sovya. So what does that mean? Famous Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here. So the big Machlokas we've shown him in four Sugyas about if you agree to, go beyond what you have to do or forgo your rights in Beis Din, you agree to some alternate arrangement in Beis Din, can you retract or not? That comes up in the Gemara in four places. How long can you or can't you retract? If you assume that at a certain point you lose your right of retraction, when do you lose that right of retraction? So again, Tosos assumes you always have the right to retract. Not the beginning of Tosos. He brings out different days. You always have the right to retract. But if you assume you lose your right to retract, when is that? So Rashi sounds like you can retract until you leave Beis Din. But in fact, there might be two opinions of this, because the Gemara Bava Basra Daf Kuf Yud Daled, which deals with when can you retract certain things. So normally, you can only retract Tov Kedibur. Every three-year-old knows that. But there's a funny Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Yud Daled, which says, Kinyan Abasai Kozer, how long can you retract from a Kinyan? Machlokes Rabban Rav Yosef, either Kozman Shigosu, as long as you're sitting there, or Kozman Shosugamosu Inyan, as long as you're talking about that Inyan. Very unclear that Rishon tried to figure out why should you have any right to retract. So they say it might be because it's something that people suder, which is not an objective action, so it's a little weaker, you need to have a really high level of das, therefore you have a chance to retract. But this this is one of the rights they always bring to our Chaim Yisod, that Kibbutz Suder is Kibbutz Das and different than other Kinyanim, because you have longer to retract. Why do you have longer to retract? So it's only your das. Then, if you retract soon enough, that shows your das wasn't so strong. So then it's not chal, as opposed to a regular kinyan, which is the maisa, which is okay, done is done. I'm going to say it in different ways. So when there's a maisa, the maisa is the maisa. When there's das, das is not one moment in time. It's
it's over time. But they always like to bring this when they say over time on Chalitza. But anyway, getting back to here, there are two opinions there. Either Kol Zman Shehi Yoshven, which if you would be as long as he's invested, right? As long as he's in that place, which Rashi seems to say. Or, as Lichtenstein pointed out, there are two places you could draw the line, which is the Ramban understands within Rashi that it's not, the issue isn't sitting in bed, the issue is a supermosa. That's what Rashi really meant. And, you know, this is just the two days in Balabasar. It could be it's a matter of just sitting there, meaning technically being invested in. Or it could be that what Rashi really meant to say, which is what Ramban says he meant to say, the Ramban says, who cares about Besdin? Rashi really meant the Sukkim Osamanian, right? Because you keep talking about that Indian until he leaves Besdin. So the only way, so you have to kick him out of Besdin, so you'll stop talking about that Indian. So that's the other opinion in Baba Basra could get down well. But this is a technical point. This is not a lumbus. Just a technical point. If there is a time limit to Chazara, how long can you be Choser? So it sounds like it has to do with being in or out of Besdin. Ramban interprets it to mean Asukim Osamanian. The both of those come from and are parallel to the two days in Baba Basra about Chazara from a king. And that's also a very unformed, subjective type of Esaibus. So therefore you have a while to retract here also. You know, how do you understand that it's obviously not a classic, very strong Maiseh Chayvus, so you have a little while to retract. But that was a technical point. The main point we discussed, of course, was the Machlokes Rishonim. Which is, you know, can you be chozer from a Kabbalah of the best, for lack of a better word, I don't know if that's really the best word, but you say I'll do this or that in the course of judicial proceedings, you know, I'll be mafater a little. Can you be chozer? And that comes up in a four sugyas and shatz, and you know, this is certainly as good a place to start. Excuse me. And here's where Rashi says, no. Rashi says, you kick him out of Besdin so that if, you know, he loses his immediate right, and then he can't be chozer. Once he agreed, he agreed. And, Tosfos in the end leaned more towards Rashi, but, and very unclear what Rebbe Tam really said, but at least Tosfos in the beginning, right, and at least the first remaining time that they quote from the Sefer Yashar, I think, right, that they said, page remaining time of Sefer Yashar. The beginning of Tosos says, sure, you can retract. You can retract as long as you want, just because you say something. So, what do these sugyas really prove? So, what are the four sugyas? So, one sugya is, so I'll keep, so that is really not such a strong proof. That is, you could go either way. I mean, obviously, none of them are going to be an absolutely strong proof, or else there wouldn't be a chokes rishonim. excuse me, sorry. The our Gemara doesn't really prove very well one way or the other, because you can interpret potrin oso miyad based on whichever derech you want, right? You could say potrin oso miyad, because afterwards, he's not able to be chozer, right? So there's no right of chazor, except very immediately. You know, sukkim osamanian or something. There's no right of after he chozer, so he actually won't be chozer. But of course, you can always say, like Tosa says, which is that afterwards, he could be chozer, but he probably won't. It's psychological, not halachic. Halachically, you can always be chozer. Just because you say something doesn't bind you. You always have the right to be chozer. But psychologically, once you kick the guy out of Besdin and say, okay, case closed, thank you very much for your cooperation, let's move on to the next case, the guy's going to be embarrassed to go back into Besdin and says, you know, I said I would do a nice thing and not swear, and I said I'd be a from guy, you scared me, etc. But now I'm changing my mind and I want to be worse than I said beforehand. And I'd be embarrassed to do that. So therefore, it's not really such a strong proof one way or the other. Likewise, in terms of the Gemara and Pabbat Sia, which is Omar. What's the exact question? Omar Hareli Ishali. Hareini Mishalim, the Chazar, the Omar, Eini Mishalim. That's actually the exact same case as ours, just as Yeshua's Hashomer, right? The Shomer says, right, everyone knows the Shomer, he either has to pay or has to swear that Yeshua is whatever, that he's legit. So, if he said, you know what, I'll pay and I won't swear. Then he changes his mind and says, I'll swear and I won't pay. So it sounds like he can change his mind. Right? It sounds like he can change his mind. And where does this come up, by the way? This comes up in the context of Keita. Everyone knows that before Shana Chomesh that if the Shomer agrees to pay, then the Shomer gets the Keita if we catch the thief, which seems very fair. The Gemara wants to know why. Technically, he's not the Bayim. How can he get the Keifel? Samara says that because if he's willing to pay off the Bayim, then the Bayim is willing to transfer his rights to the Shomer. So because the Shomer pays the Bayim full price, in exchange, the Bayim gives him all the rights in the cow, including the right to collect Keifel. Exactly how that works, you have to get into all kinds of technicalities. That Samach, Nebasa, it's Knuyala, that doesn't matter. So now the question is, what if first he said he'll pay, then he changed his mind and said he won't pay? So what if, do we say the Bible was already mocked in the Kefel? Or do we say, no, the Bible's not mocked in the Kefel because then he retracted? So that's the context here. So, Pashup Shot is, and he can be Chozer, right? The question is, if he's Chozer, what happens to the Kefel? But he's Chozer. But as Tosus points out, Tosus actually has, I think, two ways of being Dochanis, but the simplest way of being Dochanis, the easiest way to be Dochanis is that he can't be Chozer but the attempt to be Chozer is annoying. So he's not Makdim Keifa. Right? What he means is, I don't just mean annoying like Stam, I mean practically annoying, that Taki can't be Chozer. But everyone knows that if you actually ever win a lawsuit with someone, which I hope you never will have to be, like there's one thing of what the actual law of the halacha is, then another thing of whether he cooperates or not. Whatever the law is, if the guy doesn't cooperate, it's a pain in the neck, right? And it might not even be worth it. Who cares what the law is? If the guy's intransigent, then you're gonna have a hard time implementing the law. So that's what it means. Taka, he can't be Chozer. But if he says he's going to be Chozer, you're going to have to start suing him to prove that he can't be Chozer. And it's such a pain. Why would you give this guy Kefel? He's putting you through all this tzaras. So that's, again, Chozer is not enough, but that's the easiest way to explain this Gemara. what about the other Gemaras? I think we're sort of supposed to, which the Gemara links. The Gemara links these two Gemaras in Bava Basra. They say, whatever we pass about Basra proves what we pass about Sanhedrin, so they're the same thing. Which means, at least in terms of Hakira, you can't say, like, Bava Basra and Sanhedrin are two different principles. No, they're the exact same thing. I don't know if we can say the Hakira yet. But where are these two Gemaras? It's Sanhedrin, Dalit, etc., which have a lot of cases. Neman, Alai Abba, and etc. has lots and lots of cases where a guy has various Vitarons, he says, you know what, okay, your father could be the Dayan, or Shlosh Rabbi Bach could be the Eganim, or this Puzzle guy could be an aid, you know, I'll lower my standards, or, you know, Dorli B'chai Roshcha, your Chayit to swear to me Hashem, Hashem, instead swear by your life. You know, or all kinds of different, basically he relaxes the procedural standards of Bezdin. I think it may be that all those cases are relaxing procedural standards, unless I've forgotten one. And Baba Basra, it starts enough. Whatever, I'll go on where it actually ends, which is Ritzoncha Hishava Vitol. Right? I have a sechsuch with you. It's not exactly clear that you shouldn't be. Exactly what would have happened if I hadn't said that. Right? But clearly, that wouldn't have happened. If I didn't say Ritzoncha Hishava Vitol, would I at least have had to swear? So, but, you know, we're having a fight over who owns a certain Evan, and I say, you know what, really, I get to keep him, and you can't win, but if you'll swear that you're right, then I'll give him to you. So the question is, can you retract that? So, over here, I think that I think we didn't really get into it properly. I think we might want to get into it a little more, but just this seems to be The machlokas between the two girsas. I think it's generally understood. That's not holding in the two girsas, although maybe we'll make it a little more complicated. Which is, there's two girsas. It's just, it's a very subtle question of where to put the vav. It clearly says, Ritzon Cheshava V'tol, and the Ritzon Cheshava V'tol, something about Nishva Eina Yochel Lachzer Bo. Remember that the lesson, something like that? But there's a vav somewhere. Is it V'Nishva Eina Yochel Lachzer Bo, or Nishva V'Eina Yochel Lachzer Bo? Right? Or I don't know if that's the exact word, but it's good enough for us. Yeah. So that's probably not locus between the girsas, although it certainly make it more complicated. I think we'll deal with it more next time. If you have the girsa of Lachzer Bo, what he's saying is that once I said I'm changing the rules, I'm accepting it. If you swear, you win. The guy swears, and I can't retract. There's no retracting. But there's also the girsa of Vineshva Eino Yochel Lachzer Bo. No, I can retract. But if you Ritzoncha Yishov told Vineshva, if you already swore, then it's too late for me to retract.
I mean, everyone would agree after you swore it's too late for me to retract. That you have to figure out. I mean, if you hold the Ikaron, there's always a right of Chazara. Why, if he swears, can't I... why, if he swears, can't I retract anymore? So it looks to me, made one suggestion, which is we do find this concept that if I, like, make a business deal with you, I say work for me, and you invest money already, once you invested money, I can't cancel, I can't be closer. The Ran says, my friend, already if I make you spend money, I have to, you know, make it up to you. But once I make you actually spend money, then it's not fair for me to, not only not there, it's also for me to be closer.
So, it could very well be here also. Shmua is also considered kind of tashlumen. That's a big chakira. So we'll get to some point to the shmua tashlumen or not, without getting into that. But clearly, if I make you swear, you've sacrificed something, you've given something up. So once you're ready to give something up, then I can't be closer. But just stamps, I'm a couple of myself not be closer, probably depends on the two kirses. And I'll be pashtus, I don't think we got into the Gemara Sanhedrin yet, but since the Gemara Sanhedrin is the same as the Gemara Bava Basra, so probably whatever gears you have in Bava Basra would influence what you meant in Sanhedrin, because the Sanhedrin talks about Gemara Din, but the problem is nobody knows what Gemara Din exactly means there, so it'll probably end up influencing the same, we'll be totally on that same girsa, but I assume we'll come back to it and mavari it a little more. Now, in terms of the lundus, the lundus is the question. What's the smara? So obviously, the smara for the mandava that you can retract is obvious. Because after all I did was say something. I'm allowed to retract words. It was been signing to the Gemaras and Bava Metzia Daf Memches. And Bava Metzia Daf Memches, can you retract words? And there's a whole discussion from a moral perspective, right? Ein rochem nocha imenu if you retract your words, and maybe yech bohem yishum echosri amana, right? There's all kinds of moral condemnation of people who say something and back out of it, right? The chacham are not pleased with it, and they might be considered untrustworthy, but those are all on the moral plane. I actually had a shayla about that last year. One of the guys made a verbal commitment to someone, and the question is, could he back out? But in Bezin, it's not a shayla. It's only a shayla to ask your rebbe. The question is, morally, I want to be a good Jew. Can I back out? But if someone sues in Bezin and says, you want to be a good Jew, not be a good Jew, either way, you're puter. You don't have to keep your word in Benon L'Chaveiro in Dinei Mamonos and Bezin. So, it's obviously, of course, I can back out. Right? And obviously, in some cases, it's not even morally problematic to back out, depending on the circumstances. but if you say he can't back out, then the question is obvious. Why can't he back out? Mehechi takes it, I say something, and Bezin forced me to keep it. But if I walk into Bezin right now and say, I promise to give Johnny $100 for his birthday. No one will make me keep that. That's ridiculous. Just worth it. So why all of a sudden here do they, is this binding? So we said there are two ways to understand this, where the Chakira was. Two ways to understand Lamanda Amar Eino Choser, such as Rashi, what's pshat. So one way is
the Rambam's case was Chayus and
with Amira Greda. So the Rambam holds you can have a Saibus with Amira. So according to the Rambam, you can't have a Saibus with Amira. So according to the Rambam, it might be very easy to answer this question. But that's mamish, mamish, Hashibus, Yachid. But you're right. So Saibus is a big mess. So let's give us a very quick summary of the Saibus. What do we mean by Saibus? This is important. You mentioned later in the contrast. There's in the Saibus and Kinyan. Kinyan means there's a certain concrete object that I'm transferring from my property to your property. His chayvus means I'm not transferring any object, but I owe you something. I owe you an amount of something. Not any particular object that right now becomes yours, but I owe you an amount of something, generally an amount of money. So, how can you create a chayvus? So, very unclear. It's Mefurish and Shas, a Kenyan suitor can create a chayvus. That's one way. Can Shtar create a chayvus? So, that's not clear in Shas. There's one sugya in Subastah. We'll just make this a little tangent here. Kinyan, which means Kinyan Sudar for sure. Shtar is questionable. Subastav Kufal Kumbesa. Chayv ani loch money b'shtar works. If I say chayv ani loch money b'shtar, that's machlokis. What? Tosos and Ashkenazi Rishonim say, it's a hodas balu, but I mean to say, I was already chayv to you a money in a shtar, and I lost the shtar, and you lost the shtar. That's a das balin. The Rishonim Svarad say, no, it means I'm writing a shtar, or maybe even less than that, I'm writing a shtar that I owe you money, and a shtar is a valid way of...
Here that wouldn't work.
What?
Here that wouldn't work, because there's no previous...
Right. Here there's clearly not even a das balin, and you're not writing a shtar. This is just, that's why it's a tangent. Shtar, this is the Svaradim interpreting Subhazab Kofa Aleph, that it's a principle, if I write a shtar, I'm a stif. But that's not a posh. The question is kasef. Is also not pashut. Now, what do you mean by kesef? If I borrow $100, I owe you $100. That's pashut, right? Kesef, you know, Yosef Yishavir. Obviously, if I borrow $100, I mischayv as $100. When I said kesef, I mean like Kenyan kesef. If I give you a dollar, right? If I give you a dollar, can that make it mischayv as you owe me $100? More than the amount I gave you. Obviously, you owe me the amount I gave you. But can I give you a symbolic dollar like Kenyan kesef and you owe me $100? So the Rashi from Ritva assume yes. Right, they assume that's how Ari works. I get a $5 hanah that I'm a trustworthy guy, and now I owe you $100. So they assume that a $5 kesef can make me owe $100. But it's not mafurish anywhere in Shas. So many Rishonim assume that, yeah, kesef creates a schaibus, meaning a dollar kesef creates $1 million of schaibus. But that's not mafurish in Shas. And now we have no kinyan suda, we have no shtar, we have no kesef. This is just all a total tangent. By us, all we have is just das. All we have is das, bulleted list. All we have is das. All we have is that you said, I will be hype. This just saying creator has hype instead of owing you money? That's a very big fish. So, but that's what we're assuming. We're assuming a skybus. Ali de Gmir's Das, without Kinyan Sudar, without Kesef, without Shtar, just Gmir's Das creates a skybus.
Even conceptually, how is this skybus, how are we saying it's any different from the first star we gave of, like, Yachal Lachzer, was just the Nilim, and it's just, you know.
What we're saying is this. It's not, one sheet just says, it's just words I can retract. The other sheet is saying, no, these are words with Gmir's Das. You can retract words that were said without Gemiras Das, but words with Gemiras Das create a Hizchaibus. That's the Chiddush.
What's Gemiras Das with words?
What we mean is this. Seriousness of the context of Desdin. What they mean by this. All those Gemaras and Bamatziyah, Dachman, Chesed, Mentas, where if I said something outside of Desdin, you know what? If I say something outside of Desdin, I'm 60% serious. But I'm not 99% serious. Because I was just done saying. So then maybe it's morally problematic for me to retract, but it's not, doesn't create anything to be mummers. But in Besdin, I say something in Besdin, and I mean I just happen to be in Besdin, like we're in the spectator's gallery, and I say, I'll give you a cigarette. You know what I mean? As part of the judicial proceedings, I obligate myself with words. That's not just words. That's words with 99% gemiras das. And that creates a hizchaibus. That's what the first derech is saying, that words Words, regular words don't create a side, it's Lukuliyama. But words with super gemir's das because of a special reason, now that special reason could be anything. Maybe the guy's on his deathbed, maybe, you know, he's in the midst of a judicial proceeding. You can make up anything. Any reason what it is, you know, maybe it's Yom Kippur, make it up whatever you want. I don't even think about it, it's up. But in judicial proceedings, he's so serious that this is a high level of gemir's das that even words are make it saibas. Is there a riot of it? So, excuse me, I'm sorry. The it may not be crazy that there might be a mocker for this in Shas that his chaybos, normal words don't create his chaybos, but words with mere stas do create his chaybos. This depends on, is there a mocker for this in Shas or not? So that depends. There is a sugya in Shas of, about a children's sugya in Shas, called Bahahi Hanah. Bahahi Hanah. I owe you money because I got Hanah. What are some of the examples? We already mentioned Arev, right? And that's exactly the Rambam Shat, right? Arev, which is Baba Basra, Daf Kofayim Gimel Amid Beis. Shiduchin, which is Kiddushin Daf Tes Amid Beis. And everyone knows Shiduchin. You know, if you put yourself, just step 2,000 years out of your skin, Shiduchim is not about, you know, finding a matim match for your son or daughter. So Shiduchim is about how much each parent is giving and making the business deal. That's what Shiduchim means, you know, to a real Jew. Shomer Chinam, which is in Bava Metzia, Dav Tzadik Dal and Aleph. What I mean by that is the famous Mishnah says, Master Shomer Chinam, Lush Keshoel, you know, I can say, no, I'm a Shomer Chinam, but I'll be Chayiv and Omtzim like a Shoel. Learn all these cases. How could it be? It must be. All these cases, the Gemara says, Bahai Yana, and the Hana'a, therefore he's Chayiv. And there's one Gemara which is very radical, which is Yerusha in Bava Basra, Dav Kavavam Beis, and I'll put a little star to show that it's very radical. What's the case there? They're talking about why if you do a Goral to split up the Yerusha, right? All the brothers do a Goral to split up the Yerusha, why is that binding? Right? I understand if they did a Goral and then they went and each one did a Chazak on their piece, that would be binding. But why is it binding? So the Gemara says, Ah, Bahai Hana, the Tzaisi Ladadi Gor Mahdi. If you've ever seen a contested Yerusha. So it's a Hana that they're not contesting the Yerusha and they have Shalom Bayis and they're getting along and they're splitting up in a nice, fair way. With that tremendous halal, they get their machna to each other. Why do I put a star and say that's radical? Because all the other Gemaras in Shas, and many others, etc. He says he listed a few, but he could list 10 if he wants. All the other Gemaras in Shas are about a schaibus, that if I get halal, I owe you money. This is the only Gemara that takes a step further. Not only schaibus, but kinyan mamash. If I owe you, get halal, I can actually transfer a concrete object from my property right now to your property right now. That's going a step further. Okay, which is fascinating.
Let me see it by Kiddushin also, not by Shidduchin case. Let me see it by Adam Chashuv and by...
That when I get... Right, Adam Chashuv, the truth is, I have kindness that maybe it's not such a good proof, there are other proofs. Don't we find by Kiddushin also that... yes, and then the real question is going to be, is that the same din is here, in which case the same as this din in the Gemara Bava Basra Kavav? Or there's something special about Kiddushin, Allah the Rambam, who gives a special role for a non-Kiddushin, and therefore maybe that doesn't prove anything about Dini Mamos. Right? The Rambam says that Kiddushin is especially about Hanah, and Dini Mamos is not. So it could be that, according to the Rambam, Kiddushin is not a good proof. But
Yerusha could also be different.
I don't know
whether or not
we're saying it's like. Yeah, there's the Gemara's Lashon, Gomer Umakni Lahadadi. But of course you could say that, no, that's somehow different. V'chuli v'chuli, no doubt. Okay, but what's the point? The point is, there are two ways to understand the whole concept of the Hayanah. Either it means, like we said, the Rashba, the Ritva, Kinyan Kesef. Maybe Hanah is Kesef. The Ritva says explicitly in Babashi, Kedusha, everywhere, Hanah is Kesef and Kaltar Kula. So therefore, it's just a form of Kinyan Kesef, which would also make Kedusha work very nicely. It's just a form of Kinyan Kesef. Or you could say, and this is the Rambam you brought up, that no, it's about Gemir's Das. Really, you can be chayiv without any Maisa Kinyan, as long as you have Gemir's Das. Ah, but regular words don't have Gvuras Das. But words, if you get Hana'ah, then you have Gvuras Das. So, if you understood this Baha'i Hana'ah, not as a type of Kinyan Kesef, but as a way of achieving Gvuras Das, and whenever you have Gvuras Das, then your words are as Chayvus. Then, this is a Makor. For one way of understanding our whole Indian, because then it's a mocker of the idea that when words are more serious, they can create a hiskaibus. That's hayana. And here, kavachomer, judicial proceedings are even more serious than getting hana, or getting a special kind of hana. So that would be a mocker. Truth is, even if you don't say nefshana hayana, that doesn't mean we're wrong here, because judicial proceedings are much more serious.
I understand how the Gemara arrived in Rambam.
correct, and the Rambam's even going further. He's saying you don't even need special Gvuras Das, only by Ari you need the Gvuras Das to get out of Asmachta, and so too by all these things might also be for Asmachta. In a Hanami, he's even taking one step further. Even if you get a semi Rambam, that's a good Hara. The other possibility, of course, is. And this will also probably get more into next time. That's one possibility, Chayvus. So that's a chiddush. That it's really Chayvus with just words. Because you das. The other possibility is no. It's koch bezdin. Gemar din. I don't want to totally glue this to the phrase gemar din because the Gemara in Sanhedrin seems to say everyone holds it's gemar din. But the question is how do you interpret gemar din? But I mean it's koch bezdin. And this is the way the Ramban and others seem to understand, some other Rishonei Sfarad, that what's going on, it's not that just because I accept something in Bezdin I'm so serious that I make a chayus on myself. No! My words in Bezdin are no more powerful than my words in a pool hall. It's that if I accept a certain change in the judicial rules in Bezdin, and Bezdin authorizes what I've said, then that's a psak of Bezdin. Bezdin has the power to judge in different ways. One way Bezdin has the power to judge is using the normal rules. Another way Bezdin has the power to judge is to adapt the rules if the people are willing to adapt them. But once I adapt the rules, it's the psak of Bezdin that forces me to do what I said. Because Bezdin has paskin, based on what Bednarsh just said, we now issue our final psak. And once Bezdin paskins, it's binding on me because I lost it in Torah. I said Amy Mishva. So why can't I change my mind? So one way of saying is because I now, when I by saying Amy Nishva, you say I owe you $500. I say Amy Nishva. So one shot is that I've just been mekabel upon myself a schayvus of $500. Second shot is no. I just say Amy Nishva, and I said, now Bezdin, what do you say? And Bezdin says, based on what you said, you're paskin, you're chayv $500. And now I'm chayv because I lost in Bezdin. Oh, I only lost because of what I said. It doesn't matter. When you lost in Bezdin, you lost in Bezdin. That's the second shot.
Is
like
another form of din, or
it's
just found a new...
Yeah, so Lechora, that's the same Chakira.
Assuming that it's a real form.
Right, now what you could say is that Nemen Olayav is one thing, but Ratzon Chishav B'tol is another thing, but that's difficult because of this funny-looking equal sign. So it might end up being the same Chakira, which may or may not be a good thing, depending on how it works out. But I understood it as the same Chakira.
The Gemara makes that equal sign?
Yes, in Balagasra. The Gemara says, since we're paskening here that he can't be chozer, although we don't know what they mean, that proves that the etzalach machlok is ba'achgar din, which we'll come back to next time. Okay, two last ha'aros, which I, which are in place here. Number one is in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, they discuss two cases where you can't be chozer. One is what they call achgar din, whatever that means, and the other is if you make a Kenyan suitor. So we can just apply our Chayfir in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Acher Gemar Din and Kenyan Suter. Is it that Acher Gemar Din is because of the Koach Bezdin I can't be Chozer, and Kenyan Suter is because of the Eschaivas I can't be Chozer, Kenyan? Or no, maybe they're both Eschaivas. Kenyan Suter is obviously Eschaivas, and Acher Gemar Din is also Eschaivas because of the Gemir Sas. Or maybe they're both Koach Bezdin. Gemara did the koch of bezdin paskening, and when I do a kinyan suda, that also causes bezdin to paskin, and that's why I'm chayiv. So that chakira can be said. What I'm saying is, we're mostly discussing the Gemara din case, not the kambiyado, but it's a good way of like bringing in the chakira. Like you see two things in the Gemara Sanhedrin that make me absolutely committed: Gemara din, which sounds like bezdin's psak, and kambiyado, which sounds like my own hischayivus that I accepted on myself. Is it true that there's two different tracks, or they both mean tam hischayivus, or they both mean tam koch bezdin? The last ha'ar we made, which is a big shuas chakir, which I assume we'll get back to, is that in our sugya, we wanted to explain that if you hold you can generally be choser, then why poser no so miyad, just so we'll be embarrassed to be choser. But look, we said, it could be, you might be able to say, that in our sugya, generally, you can be chozer, but here you can't. I generally should be able to be chozer from what you accept in Bezdin and here not. Says this is a famous chakira in Chiyuv Shvua. What does it mean when you're chayiv to swear? Is that you're chayiv to either swear or pay? Or that you're chayiv to swear, but if you don't swear, then they'll be mechayiv you to pay? Or that you're chayiv to pay, but you can get out of it by swearing? Very fundamental chakira, which we didn't obviously do justice to. But he says it could be, certainly, if you hold that really you're chayiv to swear or pay, or really you're chayiv to pay, but you have a way out with the shvua. Once you've said you don't want the shvua, like really you just have this option of shvua. Either an equal option, certainly if it's a subordinate option. So it could be once you give up your option, then normally you're allowed to retract what you say in bezin. But if you're giving up an option, mainly you end up in the other option, and now you're chayiv to pay, and it's like you're being mochel an option. It can always be mochel an option. If you say shvua is the, if you say the chayiv shvua, then it's not going to help us. So you say you really use a chi of mum, there's just an option of shua. Then it could be you can be mochel an option, then may end up in the other option. Not because of the general rule, because may if you have two options, and you're mochel one, you're stuck with the other. So that's another angle in our sugya, which I'm sure will tie into many things later in the parak.
This is the third way of
our sugya, correct.